You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
For the month of May, the producer of the month is Dave Craig. Thanks for your support, Dave. Go to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried and support the podcast for the love of all that is holy. Hi, I'm Gilbert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host, Frank Santopadre, and this is, I think, Gilbert and Frank's Colossal Obsessions.
You got it!
Oh, see, that took me a while. Progress. Just like remembering your last name.
Nice work.
Yeah. It's like, your last name, I did about 40 shows before I could pronounce it.
I don't hold that against you.
And but now I think I know the title of this. These, like, little whatever they're called.
I'm not even going to mention that you left a word out because I like it.
Oh, wait. What did I say? Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal obsessions.
You left out amazing.
All right. In that case, it's Gilbert and Frank's amazing colossal obsessions.
You got it.
And I didn't say colossal.
You didn't.
This time. So that... Do you want to start?
Would you prefer I did?
I don't care.
Okay.
I want to get this over and leave. The less I have to talk to you, the better. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb and recommend.
I wish you wouldn't jump off. If that didn't sound like a Groucho and Phenomen.
Form a club and beat you over the head.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I wish you'd climb out on a limb and jump off of it.
Poor Phenomen.
Yeah.
I want to talk about a comedy called Quick Change, which is a Bill Murray comedy that not a lot of people talk about. I'm not sure you've even seen
yes.
it.
Yes. So yeah, I think I may have seen bits and
I'm
pieces.
I'm going to tell you
yes.
about
okay.
it. Okay. You know, people talk about Bill Murray comedies. What about Bob and Caddyshack and Groundhog Day? And they're all great in their way. This is a Bill Murray comedy that not a lot of people talk about. It's kind of a heist comedy, which you don't really see a lot of. I was
no.
trying to think of more. I thought of maybe The Hot Rock.
Oh, yes.
There's The Brinks Job with Peter Falk that William Friedkin made. They're Tower Heist from a couple years ago with Eddie Murphy wasn't so good.
There was one. I don't know if it would be considered a heist, but it was definitely a robbery in Who's Minding the Mint?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Milton Berle, Jack Gilford.
Yeah, that one's kind of funny.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in ages.
Yeah.
There's Fun with Dick and Jane.
Oh, but yes.
Just, you know, but this is a bank robbery movie. Bill Murray plays a guy named Grimm, and he's Gina Davis is his girlfriend. They decide to rob a bank. The conceit of the movie is they rob the bank, and they can't get the hell out of New York City. They can't make a getaway. It's a little bit like a film I recommended earlier, After Hours.
Oh, yes.
Another film with New York City as a character. A film that you know, where the joke is the insanity of New York City. It's based on a book by a guy named Jay Cronley, who's a very funny writer. He wrote a book, Funny Farm, which was made into a movie with Chevy.
Oh, yeah.
By George Roy Hill. And it's got a great cast. Jason Robards is the cop who's pursuing him. And Randy Quaid is before he went nuts.
Oh.
I meant to ask you, was Randy Quaid at the SNL backstage, by the way, since he was in...
I didn't see him there, although I have a quick scene, I think, with Randy Quaid.
Tell us.
In, I think it was that Rodney Dangerfield movie.
Meet Wally Sparks?
No, even less people saw it than Meet Wally Sparks. Actually, Meet Wally Sparks. Actually made it to theater.
Oh, I see. What was this one?
Okay.
Get your Googles ready, folks.
Yes. the other one, I made was with Rodney Dangerfield. I'm in like three scenes. Was Back by Midnight.
I never heard of this.
Yeah. Neither has anyone else.
What was the conceit of this picture?
Company. I think it's Rodney Dangerfield. I never actually saw the movie.
I see.
But I think that Rodney Dangerfield has to leave prison to do something and then come back to prison. Something like that.
Wow. So it's a little like 48 hours.
It's
meets
really.
Something.
I'm a security guard.
Really? Do you have just a couple of lines?
Yeah. I have about, I think, three scenes. I work with a whatchamacallit, a Rottweiler.
Really?
In the movie. And
Randy Quaid's in it.
And they would have these weird, like, foreign investors walking around on this one where it looked like a meeting of ISIS.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Lord.
Only more creepy. Yes.
What is it? Back after midnight?
Back by midnight.
Back by midnight.
Jeez, for God's sake, get it right.
Yeah. This went straight to video, straight to landfill. What happened to this thing?
Straight to something.
Okay.
Like I said, I have never seen it.
Okay.
And
then why bring it up?
Because it had Randy.
Oh, I see.
I did one quick scene with Randy Quaid.
Right.
Before he went totally over the edge.
Started releasing homemade sex
yeah,
videos.
My favorite thing about Randy Quaid was that he went into hiding.
Right.
He said there was a group of celebrity whackers.
That's right.
He called them.
Right.
Which I consider myself a celebrity whacker.
For different reasons.
Yeah. I'm a celebrity whacker every night.
Oh, you flatter yourself.
I can celebrity whack a few times a night. But so I could have been the president of that organization. But
so this was a hit squad for
That they were after celebrities.
I see.
And so he was going into hiding. And so he announced, he held a press conference in Canada when he got there.
I remember this.
Now I'm in Canada hiding.
Right.
I'm here hiding. And it's like, Randy, you shouldn't hold a press conference to say where you're hiding if you are, in fact, in hiding.
Well, Canada's a big place.
Yes.
He was squatting, too, at one point. He was squatting in other people's homes and refusing to leave.
And I think he owed, like, some hotels, like, millions of dollars.
Yeah. We should do Randy Quaid and Robert Blake in one show. So getting back to Quick Change real quick.
What are we talking about?
It's sort of Dog Day Afternoon as a comedy, if you can imagine that. It's got a great comic cast. Quaid is funny. Tony Shalhoub, who's hilarious, shows up in a very small role as a cab driver. That is Fall Down funny. Check it out. Also, the great Bob Elliott of Bob and Ray.
Oh, my God,
yes. Has some great moments in the film. It's a dark little comedy. It's a terrific film. I don't know why it flew under the radar.
Now, I'm not sure if he's in this, and I forget his name, of course. It's right on the tip of my tongue. The guy from That 70s Show.
He's in it. Kurtwood Smith.
Yes.
He's a prisoner that turns up on a plane at the end that's being transported. Yes, he in fact isn't. Is the heavy from RoboCop.
Oh, yes.
Right, it's the dad in That 70s Show. He's in it, too. It's got a great cast. It's funny. And I think it's the only movie, and people are going to write me and tweet me and correct me on this, I think it's the only movie that Murray directed. He co-directed it with his creative partner, Howard Franklin. So see Quick Change. If you haven't seen it, it's a hoot. I don't know why it isn't a more heralded film.
And Gina Davis, where are you? Call me.
Yes, she's working.
Oh, she is?
She's an Oscar winner.
Oh, okay.
She's on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, she is?
It's a hit show.
I should have watched Grey's Anatomy at least once.
You would have have made a great cadaver on Grey's Anatomy.
I know.
Guest cadaver.
Michelle Oh.
Oh, Sandra Oh.
Sandra Oh.
You're close.
Sandra Oh. Sandra Oh was in that.
You mean Michelle Yeoh.
Michelle Yeoh.
Not Sandra Oh.
She was years before.
Yes.
Sandra Oh.
Totally
was
different.
Was Michelle
Yeoh. Totally
Yeoh.
Different Asian actress.
Yes.
Yes.
And I'm sure both of them have worked with Jackie Chan.
Or Don Ho.
Or from the Three Stooges, Mo.
Right.
Yes.
The guy that played Whoa Fat. Remember him?
Oh, my God, yes.
Y5-0.
And, well, there was Hop Sing
in
Bonanza, but I never got his real name.
I don't even know his real name. Isn't that a shame?
Yeah.
We usually know these things. Sammy Tong? No, that was the guy in Bachelor Father.
Is anyone alive from...
Bonanza?
Oh,
Pernell Roberts is still alive, I think.
He is?
I could be wrong.
I don't know either.
I could be wrong.
Did he die recently?
He might have. He'd be the only one.
If he's still alive, I'm sorry.
Give us a call, Pernell Roberts.
But I think he may have died recently.
I don't know. I'll get our staff on it.
Okay.
While you're picking your movie, I will sneak over to the Google machine and look up Pernell Roberts. So,
well, my movie, once again, not a comedy.
Oh, shocking.
Yes. And I had already talked about it with Robert Osborne, but it's a cult favorite, and it's Freaks.
Mm-hmm.
It was directed by Todd Browning.
Who made Dracula.
Yeah, the original Dracula with Bela Lugosi. And it was also... he also directed he also directed The Unholy Three.
Sure.
With Lon Chaney Sr. See, I always talk about
you got to work him in.
But we got to remember Sr. was an actor.
One Chaney or the other.
Yes. And it's a movie that takes place in a circus, and it's with actual carnival freaks.
Mm-hmm.
People who made their livings in freak shows. And it's at times horrifying and disturbing, but also with a great sympathy.
Yes.
For the people involved.
It's a little like The Elephant Man in that sense.
Oh, yeah.
Tonally.
Yeah. It frightens you, but you're also going, wow, these are people. And because I think Todd Browning actually started out in carnivals. And so he knew all about these people. And in it, there's a midget, if that's the term anymore.
Well, it was then.
It's not. But a midget named Harry Earl, or Earls. And there's another woman midget, like who looks like a midget Mae West. It's so funny. And I think they were in a group together called like the Living Dolls. That was a group of midget
Fascinating.
Performers. And Harry Earls was also in the Unholy Three with Lon Chaney.
With Lon Chaney, senior.
Yeah. Yes, senior.
Was there someone named Johnny Eck? Do I have that right?
Johnny Eck. Yes, Johnny Eck. He was, was he the... the half man, or
I'm trying to remember because I haven't seen. We fly without a net here.
Wow.
We don't have the computer open.
Yeah, Annette hasn't been around with us for a while.
No, she left the act, and I haven't. I haven't seen Freaks probably since college. But one of our social media gurus, Mike McPatton, would know about this. So
and
we'll
as
have
a
him,
matter of fact,
we'll
I
ask him.
Think Todd Browning liked Eck, and. He was like one of his favorites,
mm-hmm.
and he used to let him ride on the whatever you call it, the crane for the crane shots.
Oh, sure.
He used to have him sit up there,
sure,
and ride him around. That's how.
Didn't Todd Browning also direct Devil Doll with the Lionel Barrymore?
Yes. I'll shrink you, people. Yes. He did a lot of weird things.
Lionel Barrymore sounds a lot like Simon Bar Sinister, the yes. villain on Underdog.
Yes. Underdog.
I think we know the origin of that now.
And it also, in the film, there's one part where a woman is turned into a half-woman, half-chicken.
Sure, I remember this.
And that costume she was wearing was created, I think it was going to be a movie with Lon Chaney before he died. Well, not after he died, would have been
sure.
difficult. But
pointless.
He created that costume. And then he died, and the costume was still lying.
I thought you were going to tell me it was Edith Head. the chicken costume for Freaks. I thought this is going somewhere.
And also, there's like, it was, people were totally shocked by this movie when it came out, and they were appalled by it. Also, there's one part in the movie, some versions don't have it, some do, where they've got the strong man in it,
mm-hmm.
and so they get revenge on both, because the plot is the midget has a lot of money. How a midget in a freak show has that much money?
He invested wisely.
he actually, weirdly enough, invested in Apple.
Really?
Like 50 years before it occurred.
Short but not short-sighted.
Yes. And so the girl he's in love with, the acrobatist or whatever you call it, was in love with the strong man. Now, the strong man, at one point when they get their revenge, you just hear him singing soprano.
Wow.
And it's like, ooh.
Wow.
And it's like, in some versions, it just looks like they killed him.
Interesting.
And it's like, to me, it's like, you know, just kill him.
Yeah,
it's please.
Yeah, it's too.
This is wrong.
Yeah, painful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much for celebrity whacking.
Yeah.
So your pick is Freaks?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I was just talking about it.
Right, because you just talk about this in polite conversation.
My pick is Ernest Goes to Camp.
The importance of being earnest with Jim Varney. So, Quick Change is my movie, and Freaks, and you won't get a bigger contrast between two movies, folks. And now we'll go look up Johnny Eck.
Yeah.
Gina Davis, Call Home.
Yeah.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny and I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.